have a meeting Friday.
One?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know. Check.
I'm hearing it.
Mics are live.
Are we here?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay, guys. Hey, you three over there, don't screw it up.
At this time, I would like to call this meeting to order on Monday, November 27th, 2017. It is now 5:12 PM. To the audience, I would like to say welcome. We are pleased to have you with us this evening. Your attendance is appreciated. We look forward to respectful discourse as we engage in tonight's work. At this time, would you please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Could we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Harmon?
Here.
Ms. LaSalle?
Here.
Mr. Mitchell?
Here.
Mr. Rupert?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Here.
All board members are present. Is there a motion to approve the meeting agenda for tonight?
Mr. Mitchell, I move that we approve the agenda for the special meeting of November 27, 2017, as published.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We approve the agenda. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Here, yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
We move now to the certification of election results. Board governance policy GP1, governance commitment, concerns governance commitment and the purpose of the school board. On November 7th, 2017, an election was held to elect three members to the school board for districts 1, 2, and 5. Per state law and the district's intergovernmental agreement with Jefferson and Broomfield counties, the Canvas Board had until November 24th, 2017 to provide a certified official abstract of the votes to the designated election official in our district and the school district. As the final official abstract of votes cast for all candidates is available and results are not in question, a resolution indicating the newly elected board members have been elected has been prepared for the Board of Education prior to this meeting. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution declaring the results of the November 7th, 2017 regular biennial school board election?
Mr. Mitchell, I move that the Board of Education adopts the resolution declaring the results of the November 7th, 2017 regular biennial school board election as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adopt the resolution declaring the results of the November 17th regular biennial school and coordinated election as presented. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And we will now move to item 3.01 on our agenda, which is the oath of office. We begin oaths of office for the newly elected board members. I would also like to ask the Honorable Philip J. McNulty, District Court Chief Judge of the First Judicial District, to administer the oath of office to our board directors, Brad Rupert, Susan Harmon, and me, Rod Mitchell. Judge McNulty, please join us up at the front of the boardroom, if you would, sir. We will begin the swear-in process with our board member from District 1, Brad Rupert, and we will continue in numerical order by director district. Once the oath has been taken and paperwork signed, the board members will return to the dais for reorganization proceedings.
Your Honor.
Thank you. It's always an honor for me to be here. I'm a graduate of Jeffco Public Schools, Wheat Ridge High School, and my kids all went through Jeffco Public Schools, so thanks for having me here. And I'll just go ahead and get right to the oath, and if you would please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Aye.
Aye, Charles Bradley Rupert.
Do solemnly affirm that I will faithfully perform the duties.
Do solemnly affirm that I will faithfully perform the duties.
Of Director of Jefferson County School District Number R1.
As Director of Jefferson County Public School District R1.
In the County of Jefferson.
County of Jefferson.
As required by law.
As required by law.
And that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Colorado.
Constitution of the State of Colorado.
And the laws made thereof.
And the laws made thereof.
Congratulations.
Please join us in congratulating Mr. Brad Rupert.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Aye, and state your name.
Aye, Susan Harmon.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will faithfully perform the duties.
That I will faithfully perform the duties.
Of Director of Jefferson County School District R1.
Of Director of Jefferson County School District R1.
In the County of Jefferson.
In the County of Jefferson.
As required by law.
As required by law.
And that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Colorado.
Constitution of the State of Colorado.
And the laws made thereof.
And the laws made thereof.
Please join us in congratulating.
And if you would raise your right hand, repeat after me. Aye, and state your name.
Aye, Ronald W. Mitchell.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will faithfully perform the duties.
That I will faithfully perform the duties.
Of Director of Jefferson County School District R1.
Of Director of Jefferson County School District R1.
In the County of Jefferson.
In the County of Jefferson.
As required by law.
As required by law.
And that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Colorado.
Constitution of the State of Colorado.
And the laws made thereof.
And the laws made thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to join me in saying thank you to Judge McNulty for adding dignity of his office to this ceremony this evening. Thank you. We will now begin the process of board reorganization. As board president, until a new board president is chosen, I will preside over the process to fill the board president office. The board president will take this seat once that vote is completed to preside over the remainder of the election of officers. I would like to open the floor to nominations for the office of board president. And remember, no seconds are required for these nominations.
Mr. Mitchell, I believe that in our respective roles as officers, I believe we've functioned well over the last 2 years, and therefore I would move that the board re-elect Ron Mitchell as president, Ali Lassell as vice president, and Susan Harmon as second vice president.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we have now a motion on the floor before us to elect me, Ali Lassell, and Ms. Susan Harmon. I want to check with legal counsel. I know this is not quite the standard way that we do this, and I want to make sure, Kristen, can you give us advice? Are we within the limits of the law and our policies to do this?
Yes, Mr. Mitchell. There are two categories of officers for the board to appoint or elect tonight. The first are those that are elected. It is the president, the first vice president, and the second vice president. Generally, there's a call for nominations and vote on each of those offices separately, but in the event that there is no objection, there can be a motion to elect the same person to those positions again. And likewise, there can be a global motion to appoint the remaining officers, if appropriate.
Okay. Thank you, Kristen. We're now open for discussion. If you are not willing to assume this office, this would be a good time to raise that question, wouldn't it? So is there discussion of this motion?
Ms. LaSalle, you still want to keep your number one spot?
Yes, I do.
Sure. That, I think. Okay, Ms. Harmon.
Oh, I had
Is there any further meaningful discussion?
No.
Hearing none, and believing that we are operating within the limits of state law and policy, roll call, please.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
Then, Mr. Mitchell, I further move that the Board of Education reappoints Amanda Stevens as secretary, Brad Rupert as treasurer, and reappoints Kathleen Askelson to the position of assistant treasurer and Helen Neal to the position of assistant secretary.
Okay, it's been moved that we appoint. I don't know that I can recite that. I think I can, actually. We appoint Ms. Stevens as secretary, Mr. Rupert as treasurer, and that we appoint our assistant secretary and treasurer who have served with us previously, Ms. Askelson and Ms. Neal. Second?
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded. Discussion?
Susan?
Nothing witty to add.
Hearing none, roll call, please.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
I believe that completes our reorganization work for the evening. And given the votes that we just have taken, I will continue to serve as the president of the board. I know that each of us would like to say a few words to our constituents this evening. Dr. Glass, I'm going to open that door for you to say a few words about this election or our future, whatever you'd like to. And there is no order to this, but let's try to hold it to 2 or 3 minutes apiece to talk about where we are and say whatever thanks we need to say. Would anyone like to start that?
I'd just like to say I'm grateful to serve this wonderful board and this wonderful community. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Glass.
Well, Mr. Mitchell, I would like to first say thank you to the voters for the confidence they've placed in all of us, really, and the affirmation of the work that we've done the last 2 years in righting the ship of Jefferson County Public Schools, and honestly looking forward to the really great work that I think is possible with all the pieces in place for Jefferson County Public Schools' future in closing achievement gaps and bringing new programs to our schools, hopefully rolling out early childhood education for our schools, and continuing to nurture the alternative pathways that we present to our students. Those are the three things that I touched on during campaign, and I believe that the voters have said that that's the work they want us to be doing. And so I look forward to that inspiring work on behalf of our students and our community.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Okay.
So I also want to thank our voters and cabinet and my fellow board members again for your support and encouragement and space while I was trying to make this decision as to whether to rerun, and I'm very grateful for all of that and really grateful for my family who I know it was hard for you to support this, but I know that you do, and so thank you for being here. All right, so anyway, I went to Disneyland because it's the happiest place on earth for a couple days to regroup with some of my family, and I was struck by this cup, and so I had to bring it in, and no, it's not a Starbucks cup, it's a Disneyland cup. And as I was standing in line for like the third or fourth time at the Haunted Mansion ride, the cup says, "The era we are living in today is a dream coming true. And we keep moving forward, opening up new doors and doing new things." And I was really struck by "we keep moving forward" with our motto of moving Jeffco forward. And I just, my daughter's like, "Please don't put that in your purse, Mom." I did finish the coffee and I carried it home with me. And it just, to me, really resembles what I think we're trying to do here in keeping the glass half full all the time and continuing to move it forward, that there are so many challenges ahead of us and so much work that we have to do, but we are doing the right work. And thank you for re-engaging. Thank you for being here. I've recently been at a lot of events lately to honor people that have been doing really great work. And as you look around the room, it's these great people that are all doing this great work, and you are a big part of that in the great work that we do here in Jefferson County for our kids. And the ask always is, you know, could we be doing more? And I can tell you honestly, I don't think that I can. But, and I know that many of you are thinking that same thing. So without a big ask, what I would say is continue to share your enthusiasm. Try and bring some friends with you to a board meeting or encourage them to watch. I did that recently, and it really came back to me in spades, of bringing new people into the fold and their view on things was really energizing for me. So if we could all do that, I think that we could hopefully broaden the circle, which will come back to all of our kids in spades. During this time of the year, which is such a happy time, I am recommitted to the challenges that many people have with mental health and making sure that we are doing all the right work for our kids. Because as I said many times on our campaign trail, our 3 months of forums, that if our kids aren't healthy, and right now they're studying for tests, they have anxieties, stressors that are beyond some of our comprehensions, while at the same time expecting to be happy and jolly during the holiday season, to be mindful of that often this is a challenging time for people. And I'm recommitting our board work here, because I know we all value this, to mental health and making sure that we are educating the whole child in our process. So thank you for this opportunity to continue to serve. I thought it was going to be 2 years, and now I'm so excited that it's 6. So thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Harmon. I'm going to comment now because I feel like the three of us were just sworn in. I want you to know that being sworn in like that is quite a humbling experience. I was glad to have Judge McNulty here. But when you think about the responsibility that we just accepted, it is humbling. And so I guess I just ask you to accept that that's true. I want to say to all of you, thank you for your support in this election. Of course, I want to say thank you to my wife, Cheryl, and my family who actively support my desire to do this work and to give back to our community. I also want to thank all the employee associations and the many community groups. There are way too many to name, but I want to say to all of them, thanks for your support. And I believe that this election was, again, a victory of common sense over partisan political agendas. And as a citizen in this county, I am thankful for that. I'm thankful that our voters are vigilant, that they are paying attention, doing their homework, and understand exactly what's at stake when we do these school board elections. At the same time, I want to say to you that it is time for us all to look forward to the future. It is the future that matters and what we do with the responsibility that you as voters have just given us. It is an awesome responsibility, but we have Jefferson County Public Schools well positioned to do great things in the near future. And I say that to you because as a board, we learned a lot over the last 2 years, and you chose to elect us again, and we are better prepared to provide the governance that we need to provide as a Board of Education. We've hired a new superintendent who is exciting, visionary, and doing some exciting work, and we're looking forward to working with you, Dr. Glass. We have a great cabinet that we can work with as we work to move JEFCO forward. And so the piece that I want to emphasize that we need here is we need the Jefferson County citizens to unite behind us in this effort to elevate the discussions in JEFCO schools way beyond partisan politics. Let's start talking about how we can prepare our students to be successful in the world that they are going to live in, which is a bit different than the world that I grew up in. I want you to know that. And we need to continually focus our attention and have those discussions about how we elevate our students in the discussion. Forget the political stuff. Let's talk about what's good for students and make JEFCO the great district that it can be. Together, I believe we can accomplish that.
I first want to thank all three of you for choosing to run again. I know it was a very difficult decision for all three of you and all of your families. Thank you very much. Because you have provided Jefferson County Public Schools stability by showing your support. And our voters and all of the people who worked so hard on their campaigns, I thank you so much because you have provided the stability that JEFCO needs so that we can continue to move forward, so that we can continue to provide an excellent education for all 86,000 students. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. LaSalle.
I'll briefly say that if ever there is a question or a doubt that governance or government policies or laws are theoretical, abstract, or don't matter, we know every day in our school system that we demonstrate just how much they matter to individual lives and families. So to everyone who ran, I want to say thank you to these three colleagues who I admire, whose thinking makes my thinking deeper and broader than it would be without you. And to the candidates who did not win, thank you for braving a public conversation about our schools. I'm so excited to know that as a community, we now serve all students, we serve all voters and taxpayers. We get to now rally, not just with our JEFCO community, but hopefully with the state of Colorado, to make a lasting difference in the education that students receive today and long into the future. Some of that will include problem solving that is both creative and practical, and I'm energized to be able to work with you all in it. I recently read in an essay by Wendell Berry that the question of what to do with a place is not so much a question of what to do with a place, but what to do with a beloved place. We call JEFCO home. These are our families and our children. They're the future that we are counting on, and it's an unpredictable and exciting one. I am committed to work with each of you and with everyone in our community to explore what partnerships we haven't discovered yet, what common ground we haven't made sacred yet, and what problems we get to champion for students to solve. It is their creativity that most energizes me. So as we do our work, I hope we lift up their voice. And thank you so much for committing to continuing to do that with us.
Thank you, Ms. Stevens. That actually concludes our work for this evening. I am at this point going to declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you for joining us.